January 8th, 2019, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Ready?
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to regular town board meeting for January 2019. And with that, we'll have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And we'll start with a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. As is customary, we'll go through item one on the agenda, which is approval of minutes. We've got two public hearings, one for December 27th. The first one was a Monroe Emergency Squad budget. The second one of that evening was a public hearing on the Southwest Falls Fire Company. And also on that day, we had our month-end meeting and a regular town board meeting. Would you like to take all on that day?
Yeah.
All right. Any comments on those? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So,
second. Roll call.
Yes.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the final set of minutes is our is for the organizational meeting that was held on January 3rd, 2019. Any comments on those? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Item two on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. The only thing I would like to have is the REC committee get together, and we need to have a discussion on the powwow, how things operate at the REC on that. We've had some issues over the previous years, and my goal this year is to get a handle on how that event takes place down there so we can minimize many of those issues. And my suggestion would be for members of the Recreation Committee to talk about that and bring either any outstanding issues to the board for discussion or
sure.
any possible resolutions to the issues that we may be able to act on.
Okay.
So I'll let the folks work that out. Item three on the agenda this evening is the health insurance buyout for our employees. Town Monroe offers a health insurance buyout to those employees that do not participate or take advantage of our health insurance that we offer here as an employer. It has come to my attention that there are inconsistencies in how we apply that buyout, and what the costs are associated with that. And Jeffrey Cruz, who works in my office, was responsible for making those payments. Is looking for clarification in our policy on that. Currently, we offer a $1,300 buyout if you don't take medical insurance with the town. And we also offer other benefits in addition to medical. And there was an assumption at one time that if you took the buyout in order to get it in its entirety, you couldn't take any of the other vision or dental benefits that we offer. So I'm looking for direction from the board on how you would like that policy to be clarified so that Jeffrey can move forward with continuing with the health insurance buyouts and how they relate to the other
share my thoughts, but the other thing, just to add what you said, I also think there's a lack of, there's a consistency, because there's a lack of any policy. We can't find any referral policy. So it's a good idea to set one. My opinion is this, that the incentive for town employees to take the buyout was for them to not take the larger portion of the health insurance. The dental and the vision is kind of add on. It would be my position to support that if an employee doesn't take the health insurance, then that's when they get the buyout. And there's no other payment for buyouts of the little pieces. If an employee takes the buyout but wants to get dental revision, then we would simply prorate that proportionate amount out of that $1,300 and let them buy it so there's no additional expense to the town. And they get, you know, so I don't want to deny somebody the right to get dental revision, but I think it would be in the best interest of the town and taxpayers to have a policy that's more simple. And that's very simply stated. If they don't take the health insurance portion, they can get the buyout. And if they want to turn around and purchase dental or vision, then we'll just reduce proportionately the buyout. That would be my position.
And we have employees that are paid based on what you're suggesting, and we have other employees that are not. So, you know, as long as we're consistent across the board, I can support that as well. So, more.
No, I think similar to what Councilman Van Dasten said, it seems cleaner to if you choose not to take a medical off the buyout. If you then want to buy vision or dental, we can reduce your proportion, like I said, or have it reduced from their wages. If we support reducing proportion, that's fine with that.
Okay. Anyone else?
No.
So we need a resolution. So we'll need a resolution to that effect. Someone like to move it?
Do we need to restate it, or?
Probably for the clerk.
I present a motion that the town of Rowell implements a consistent policy across all town employees that allows employees who do not take the health insurance plan that they're entitled to a buyout that's been defined. Is $1,300 the amount?
At the present time?
$1,300.
I would leave the dollar amount out because we already have it established, but just move forward with the resolution.
Okay. And that if any employee who has elected to take the buyout later at any point in time or at any point in time chooses that they want to get vision and or dental, then we'll proportionately reduce the buyout. They'll be able to get dental and vision.
Second.
Any discussion? Council, are you okay with wording in that?
Yeah, I might clean it up in the minutes, and then you can just look at it next time. So it's understood as you're adopting that policy.
Correct.
So they want to have it as a nice, clean policy.
Correct.
But you can approve it today. You know, as you go through next meeting, you go and go through the minutes. You can have it.
Okay. Okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan.
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Yes.
Councilman Noonan.
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner.
Yes.
Item 4 on the agenda is the training reimbursement policy. As the board members recall, at our organizational meeting, we had a resolution specifying the requirements for training and what are the obligations for an employee if they decide to seek other employment within a certain time period after we provided financial backing for their training. In order to put that into full force and effect, we'll have to adopt a training reimbursement policy. And would you like that read into the record?
No, the whole policy right now.
No.
We'll just attach it to the minutes.
All right. So So,
and just for purposes of clarity, this is for the non-union members, right?
Correct.
Because it would be mandatory bargaining.
And we spelled that out in our organizational meeting on the resolution. So I have a draft resolution. Did you want to prepare it?
That's the agreement, not the resolution.
The where?
That's the agreement that they signed. That's not. You indicated that you had already adopted the policy.
Correct.
So you're good.
So we don't have to do the form or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood when I spoke. All right. Well, then the four has already been accomplished over here. Item 5 is planning board appointments. I have received requests for some members of our planning board to be reappointed. And I cannot reappoint them at this time because under state law, each member of the board, well, I'll start with essentially,
want me to read it?
Yeah, you have it up.
Which would you like me to read?
Not for planning board members requirements.
The training requirements?
Training requirements.
Okay. So under Town Law 271, the planning board, each member shall complete at a minimum 4 hours of training each year. If they do not do that, it can be gone through 271B to be eligible for reappointment. Such a member shall have completed the training promoted by the town. The same language is found in Town Law 267 with respect to the Zoning Board of Appeals. It is identical language, except it's a Board of Appeals instead of paying for 4 hours, and they cannot be reappointed unless that they have completed 4 hours.
Okay, so because of that, I will once again remind those that wish to continue to serve that this training is required in order for the town board to take action on that. And hopefully there will be a follow-through if there is an interest in continuing to serve. Separate from that, I would like to like a resolution to appoint an individual as an alternate planning board who has requested to participate on that board. I received emailed intent from Meredith Matthews, and my suggestion would be that a resolution be offered appointing her as a alternate member of the planning board.
So
second. Any discussion?
I didn't hear the last name, I'm sorry.
Matthias.
Thank you.
Oh, Matthias.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the additional comment is that I think this will be very, very helpful to actually each of our boards if we get additional alternate members on, because it has come to my attention that we have members that are not in the town of Moreau for extended periods of time, and it doesn't serve our community if we can't get a quorum to take action on those boards. So thank you for that. Do you want that for
sure? Thank you.
Yeah. Zoning Board of Appeals, again, I'm going to table any requests for reappointments until I have verification that we're in compliance with state law.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
This. Like, with the training that like, the planning board or the zoning board is expected to undergo or is required to undergo. Is there any overlap with other, I'm thinking about like a public engineer, right? The training that they have to undergo in the course of a year, does that coincide with what the planning board requires, or is it totally different?
If I could talk in
here. Yes, that's what I said.
Sarasota County annually has a training,
yep.
A one-day training, and it's January 31st.
February
6th this year. And planning and zoning board members can go. I'm hoping to go because I can get my CLE requirements too. And it's a lot of different things. It's more how to be a member, what the requirements for a use variance or an area variance, what site. It's different than what you're thinking of, like professional engineers and things of that nature.
Okay.
So, but there's lots of ways to get the training. They can go that one day and get you 4 hours in one day, and then you're done. And that's a good training to go. And they can pick, the cafeteria staff can pick which class they want to go to. Or you can go and find something online. And actually, Jim Martin and I are potentially putting together one that the town will sanction that we would present to everybody to make it easier for people to do it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I spoke with Mr. Martin earlier today about that, and it wouldn't just be for our community, but
right.
For the members in the surrounding communities too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I know one of the local communities do they'll do a last ditch December 31st, 4-hour training session just to have everyone get their time in, and anybody can go to that one too. It's on the last day of the year, but it counts.
Okay. Thank you.
Item 7, Ethics Advisory Council. I have received a request from Sonia Fowler, who currently has served on the Ethics Advisory Council, who is wishing to be reappointed. And my recommendation would be to reappoint her to that council.
So,
second.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who is she?
Resident of our community.
I don't think I've ever met her.
Well, the Ethics Advisory Council only meets if there is a...
Necessary.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that not true?
They
review the ethics.
They meet once a year and review the ethics disclosures. Okay. And if they find a problem, then the ethics board would meet, which we don't have one.
And they also convene a meeting if a complaint is filed against the local official.
Okay. Thank you. So I don't really need to know her.
Oh, no.
You don't want to know her.
You don't want to know her?
Okay.
Do we do a roll call?
No.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 8 on the agenda is a request from the building code enforcement officer, building inspector, to attend a conference in Lake Placid, which is going to be held on March 4th. But it's also come to my attention that we do not have complete information on the actual conference, and my suggestion is to table it so we have all the documentation I think we're intended to have, and we'll take it up at the next board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Item 9. Recreation Department, item 9 on the agenda. We have, trying to get ahead of the curve here, the need for engaging the services of someone to provide dumpsters at rec for us.
Mm-hmm.
We have received 3 quotes, and these are for dumpsters at the rec park and the beach. Actually, I'm sorry, we received 2 quotes. The first one was Ace Carding for $401 per month, broken down as follows: $346.40 for the rec and $55 at the beach. Waste Management, which we've reached out to on multiple attempts to get a quote from them, did not not to respond. For solid waste, $490 broken down as follows: $400 for direct and $9 at the beach per month. My suggestion is to go with Ace Carding at $401. This money would be from account A7140.4 for the rec, and for the beach would be account A7310.4. Currently, as of January 1st, there was a balance of $64,500 in the rec account and $8,160 in the beach account.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 10 on the agenda is the opportunity to apply for a grant for a power charge level 2 network EV charger for electric vehicles. My understanding that NYSERDA has a program where they will provide a grant of $8,000 for an $8,426 charging station. And so the net cost to the town would be $426.60 if we were successful in getting the grant. And I didn't know if the board wanted me to apply for that or not. As it was explained to me, the town would have the opportunity, once it's installed, where you could derive revenue from somebody who wanted to pull up, they could do a swipe card and charge their car if they're passing through the area around the clock, or if they're doing business here at town hall and wanted to charge their vehicle. We could do one here, you could do one at the rec. Totally the board's whatever the board's pleasure is on it. My suggestion would be to apply for a grant.
I would agree with applying for the grant. I think it opens up other avenues, grant possibilities down the road, bigger communities and grants, things like that.
Right.
I would agree too. I just between now and then get a little clarity on the annual network service charges. Right. Is that for that $558? Is that additional charge that you pay? And I see the 426 has been installed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that 550 is all about. So, can you talk a little bit? I don't think that's the grant for
you. Okay. We'll do that. Item 11 on the agenda is a request from Jennifer Miller to attend the Saratoga County Magistrate's Court Clerk's meeting on January 29th. And she's looking for to be reimbursed for the mileage to and from that meeting.
I'd prefer that motion to approve that.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Item 12 on the agenda is a privilege of the floor. No member of the public left to be heard. If so, please state your name for the record and your address.
Reading this, Parastro. Good evening. I noticed we're going to have a powwow committee meeting. I was wondering if the committee was going to invite anybody from the powwow to attend so they could give their input. And the question that in today's paper about questions. Can those questions be foiled to see what questions the comptroller asked the town and your answers? You did put the word conversation in the organizational minutes, so I thought we could have a conversation. And then public meetings. You remember when you were working in Albany and you hated getting here except had to get here at 6 o'clock and you asked the board to push it back to 6:30 at 7 o'clock for your schedule? It would be more nice if we could have public hearings at 7 o'clock versus 6 o'clock now. The next question is, with the village of Southlands Falls being concerned about Lehigh Cement and the emissions, and since the village of Southlands Falls is within the board, except within the town, is the board going to have any position on the emissions or concern about the citizens there? glad that the town's moving forward at 61 Hudson Street. Hopefully that'll keep moving. Or beach building. Is anything scheduled to be done this year? Is this going to keep the same? And again, I want to thank the word conversation added in the organizational minutes, because that means that we can have dialogue at this time. So I'm hoping that would happen. But other than that, that's what I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you. For clarity, I have never requested that the time be changed from 7 o'clock to a time that is earlier.
When you were counselor, that's not true, sir.
Absolutely true, because there was no way I could get here earlier than 7 o'clock.
I know that. That's
so why would I want to make it earlier?
No, I'm saying, why is the now that the public meeting, like the last, had public meeting at 6 p.m.? That's hard for some other people other than yourself, so if you could push them back closer to 6:30, 7 o'clock, it helps some of the people in the public.
We'll take your request under advisement.
Thank you.
That evening, if you recall, at the top of the meeting, I think we had four meetings that evening, and so that was a unique circumstance. So
Okay. That's
why we had it was the way things fell. But historically, we have been very good as a board. If you look at the previous year's track record of establishing our public hearings later in the evening.
All right.
Anyone else? Okay, thank you. With that, we'll move on to supervisor's items. And I want to make the public aware that the Saratoga County Office for the Aging coordinates with ARC volunteers, their ARC volunteer tax preparation services for low to moderate income individuals. And it's by appointment only, and I have a listing of all the communities in Saratoga County and outside Saratoga County, actually, that offer that service. But I wanted to highlight that Rural Community Center does it on Wednesdays. The telephone number there is 792-6007. There you go, of course, 518. If someone would like to take advantage of that service. And the only other item I have under supervisor's items, I want to update the public that in my role as supervisor, I've also been named to chair the legislative and research committee at the county. And this afternoon, I was named vice chair of the economic development committee, which I think with all the exciting things that we have going on in Monroe and additional economic development projects that are on the horizon, that would be very helpful to the town's road. So,
congratulations. Thank you.
That's all I have on the supervisor's item and committee report.
Jan.
We interviewed several people for transfer station. I don't know if I really want to talk for a minute. Any executive session do you think, John?
Oh,
we have two that we narrowed it down to. Okay.
And a few that we asked that they might be interested in rec for other positions there.
Good. Okay. Any other committee report?
We might want to ask council just to get some additional clarity for us regarding the sexual harassment training. You know, the deadline for existing employees was down until September.
Right.
But I think there's wording in there that says all new hires as soon as possible, starting the year.
And my understanding is that Nightmare may be putting one together.
Yeah.
So you might want to check with Nightmare to get the training.
Yes, so I found some options, including what Nightmare is offering, but is your interpretation that we should probably not wait till September?
I absolutely would not wait. I would do it this month.
We should move it forward so that new hires get it part of the new hire process.
Absolutely, but I think you should just get within the next 30 days, it would be good to get just done.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll bring two or three, I'll talk to the personnel committee in two or three suggestions for the town board to look at, including the minor.
Yep. And remembering that any given year, it's yearly after.
Anything else in that committee?
No.
All right. At this time, I will ask for an executive session to discuss prospective employees for several positions of town employee, and also to discuss potential contract language for use of our landfill. And that is it. So moved.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Motion, motion to come out of executive session.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
There was no action taken?
There was no action taken in the executive session. However, we will take action now in regards to hiring personnel for our transfer station. And I believe Councilmember LeClaire is going to offer a resolution.
Make a motion to hire Kimberly Wood at a rate of $12 an hour for a part-time position and transfer station clerk, subject to a physical and a background check.
Successful
completion of a background check and a physical.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And I would like one final resolution for the evening, authorizing me to put out a request for proposals for our five-year recreation master plan.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
This is great to get this money. Thank you.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Anything else to roll? With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Roll call. Oh, sorry. Second.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
That's what you got.
Is there getting a little more for the town?
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.